Someone asked me what my stance was about how long we have to wait between eating something dairy first and then meat afterwards. So the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya Simon Pei Tes Seif Beis is pretty clear. And there the Shulchan Aruch says, Achal Gvina, if you eat cheese, Mutter Lachal Achor Basar Miyad, you can eat meat immediately after, provided that you do three things. So the first thing is that you have to tzarech l'rachtzam, you need to wash your hands. He says, the Shulchan Aruch writes, you should examine your hands to make sure there's nothing stuck from the cheese with your hand. If it's at nighttime, where you can't check, you should wash your hands. And the general custom is to wash your hands just to be on the safe side. And secondly, v'tzarech l'kanech piv u'la hadicho, you need to both cleanse your mouth and rinse your mouth. So the cleansing of the mouth, the kinuach is sheyilos pas v'yikarech bo piv yafe. You can choose some bread, something parv, or anything you want, except for kimcha tamri v'yarka, except for raw flour, greens, and dates. Lefishahem nidbakim b'chanichim, because they, I guess, get stuck to your gums. Vein mekanchim yafe, they don't cleanse your mouth that well. V'achach yadich piv b'maim o b'yai, then you rinse your mouth out with water, with wine, some other liquid. So that's between dairy and beef. We wash our hands, we clean our mouth with something parav, and then we rinse our mouth out with liquid. The Shulchan Aruch writes that when it comes to eating chicken after cheese, after dairy, you don't require kinuach or netila. You don't require cleansing or rinsing. You just require, washing your mouth, rinsing your mouth out with liquids, because we're more lenient with chicken, because the prohibition of chicken, dairy together is only a rabbinic prohibition to begin with. So that's really the requirement. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, there's only a mention of doing these three things, these three activities, and then you can have beef right after chicken, right after dairy, sorry. However, some people wait a half an hour or an hour, and that's based on a Zohar. It's fascinating that the Beis Yosef in Aruch Chaim Siman Kuf Ayin Gimel cites this stringency, and yet in Siman Pei Tes Seif Beis, when he consolidates his halacha on the Shulchan Aruch, right? The Beis Yosef is simply a commentary on the Tur. So when he codifies what he's supposed to do, what you're supposed to do, he doesn't cite this stringency that he cites in Aruch Chaim Siman Kuf Ayin Gimel. And that stringency is not to eat meat after cheese in one meal. And that's based on a line in the Zohar, which from Parshas Mishpatim, that Ashkechan nechomanda ochel hay michla kachada o b'shaita chada o b'sudas chada, that if you eat this meat and dairy, or you meet dairy followed by meat in at once, or in one sha'a shaita, gets 1 hour, one time, or in one meal, arba'im yomim atchazya gadya mekalsa beklufiye degabi inon dila eila. So for 40 days afterwards, there's an appearance of a slaughtered goat in the skin and the eyes of those in heaven. Not sure exactly what that means, but it's something bad. V'siyata mesava miskarvim ba'adei v'gorim le'is'ara dinein ba'alma dinein de'lo kadishin. And he'll bring about in this world unholy judgments based on forces of impurity, which will draw close to him. And then v'olid bar b'inun yomim. And if he gives birth to a son in those 40 days, then ozvin le'i nishmasa misutra achra de'lo I kadisha. Then the soul of that child will come from the Sitra Achra, from the other side of the unholy. So again, if you follow the Zohar, then you're going to wait a half an hour, an hour between dairy and meat. And certainly that's a reasonable position. It's also a reasonable position not to wait at all to eat directly meat right after dairy, as long as you perform these three activities of washing your hands, rinsing your mouth with liquid, and cleaning your mouth with a solid food.